and that your Spirit would work it into our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So 1 John, at the very first verse of chapter 3, we find these words: "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children." And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And you might hear some echoes from the Gospel of John series there. We read very, very similar words in the Gospel of John as Jesus was teaching His disciples about what was going on with the world around them. And the truth is that people don't know how to get into heaven. They don't know how to get into heaven because they don't know God. They don't understand Christianity. And therefore, they don't really know themselves. Because the truth about yourself is in knowledge of God and about the faith that we practice, Christianity. And so it all comes back to the favorite question that I love to repeat so much, and many of you have learned to repeat it with me: what is the chief end of man? To impress God and fear Him forever. What happened there? That's not it, is it? It's not to impress God and fear Him forever. No, it is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's your chief end. To praise Him, to worship Him, to celebrate who He is. And enjoy that. Not live in terror every moment of every day. There are just too many people on this earth who really believe the whole St. Peter and the pearly gates idea. That there is a gate in front of heaven and the goal there is to tell you why you can't get in. That you're going to make it all the way there to the last step and there be rejected. As if that's how the economy of God's grace works. There's probably a large portion of that belief behind why people party so hard at Mardi Gras. You realize that? I mean, some of it's just good folks having good times. And I understand that, and I don't mean to cry out against that, but some people are trying to drown out the noise of their own heart as they experience the disquiet of a meaningless life. They're trying to drown their sorrows in a river of alcohol. But for the Christian, it should never be so. In Galatians 4, 6, and 7, we find these words: "And because we are His children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, 'Abba, Father.' Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are His child, God has made you His heir." That should be the outcry of your heart. That should be the sound you hear in your soul, is you thinking and knowing, "Abba, Father, God loves me." And that's an entirely different life perspective. But just like children, humanity wrestles with all kinds of emotions regarding God. Some of us have profound issues coming into that relationship, issues of trust. We have to learn to trust God. But much of our life may have taught us not to trust others, to have concern and doubts because of the brokenness of this earth. But the call of the Christian is, in fact, to live in trust, and that when we trust God, we begin to enter into new hope. Verse 2, "Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He's not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure just as He is pure." And so there's a reality: as we grow into the image of Christ, we grow nearer to God. And so as we think about scriptures, we talked about this, how you know more than you think you know. That if I pressed you with the question, "Tell me the gospel," you might struggle. But if I asked you the story of the Bible, you could probably tell me a great deal. And the reality is, as you look at Christ, without knowing every single detail, you begin to draw towards Him. And so that's the call here. Draw near to Christ, and as you grow near, you'll learn more and more. You'll grow in your knowledge of Him. You will grow into His image, and you'll want to be pure just as He is pure. Now some will ask, what will the resurrection be like? The truth is, we don't know exactly. We know it's true, and there's a resurrection of our body. We see things in the Scriptures about it. We see how Jesus comes back and how He lived on earth for days and days after His death as He was resurrected and made many appearances to the disciples. They're eyewitnesses of this truth. But we don't know everything about it. But we will learn as we grow in Him when we are ready. And so in the meantime, we should continue to work to emulate Christ, to draw nearer to Him. We should try to live this pure life in response to the teachings of the Scripture, that we should love one another and that we should obey His commandments because we love Him. And Jesus is worthy, isn't He? Isn't He worthy of this effort of ours, even though we know we will do it imperfectly? That He is worthy of our attempt. If we love Him, as He's taught us in the Gospel of John, we obey Him. This word purity calls to mind many other key words, at least to me. One is focused. That we're focused on something, that we're desiring to be that way, that we're clean in some way, that we're not distracted by what is impure and what is going on, that we're separate from the world around us, that we remain in this biblical word, holy. But there's no test. There's no ACT test. You know, some of you remember those old bubble tests where you scribble in the dark circle. Got to get it right, because if you don't get the whole circle, it might not count. Right? We don't have that kind of test. It's not how life works. There are no bonus questions where we can make up some credit. You know, some of us are out to get the credit. Some of you, I know, got the extra credit, so you'd have 110%, which is not possible. But it is. There's none of that in Christianity. In our faith, we are called to follow what it says in the Scriptures, the way. The way. In other words, Jesus, who says of Himself, I am the way, He is our path. And we're called to walk a path. Walking a path is not taking a test. Walking a path is living a life. But it's walking the way He walked. It's following Jesus. You have someone ahead of you that you're looking to as you walk the path. And His model is perfect. He's pure. And so as you walk the path, as He walks the path, as you grow, as you mature, you become more and more like Him on the path, on the way that we're journeying. It's a process that we go through. It's not a journey of one day. We might even use the word trudging. I like that word, trudging. Trudging kind of gives us this kind of bad image in our mind, like you're trudging. Actually, what it means to trudge is to walk determinedly, to walk consistently, to walk with faith. To trudge through life is not to be mournful and pitiful and sad. It is to be consistent and persistent, to choose to follow Christ daily, in and out. People may turn against you, amen? But you walk anyway. You walk anyway because you're following Him, not them. They turn against you. You don't have to know why. The truth is, they don't fully know you and they don't know your designs. They don't know the designs God has upon your life. Truth is, they don't love you because they don't love the Father. And they don't know how to love that way. Verse 21. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask because we obey Him and do the things that please Him. And so let's be clear, avoiding sin is not about being perfect. It's about being forgiven. And so I want to clarify what's being said here. The truth is, because Christ has made a path for us, we can all go boldly before the throne of grace. Amen? Okay, we can all go boldly to God for forgiveness, no matter the amount of sin we're living in. But who do you think it's easier to go to God for forgiveness for? The one who's just so wretched and full of sin and living in it and bogged down in it, or the one who daily goes to meet the Lord in a prayer of confession, asking His grace? For which is it easier? So much easier for the one who knows Him, who knows grace, who has experienced it daily and is growing in it. So when you pull away from God, when we take our sin into the dark corner of our soul and live there with it like God's not there with us, it gets harder and harder to turn away from the sin and approach God boldly. Nothing has changed in God's heart about His willingness to forgive us. You understand me? What has changed is our heart and our ability to believe what He says is true. That Christ died once for all. And so we're all wretched sinners. Amen? Doesn't matter how much or how little in your mind. In His mind, it can be forgiven. Will you come? And so as you sin, as you dwell in sin, as you reject grace over and over, then you begin to have this problem with going to God to ask for grace. Repentance is the key, hear me, to the joyful life. That sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? But if you actually go through this feeling of guilt, shame, and remorse, and then take it to the Lord and ask for His grace, you have an opportunity for joy that others will never experience. Because they're trying constantly to convince themselves that it's just okay. Repentance is the path to joy. Avoidance is denial. And denial will always fail in the long term. The truth is, our lives need to be both about us and about God. We understand intellectually that the whole earth exists to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Amen? But we need to also understand that if I do not personally go to the Lord in confession, we are not able to give Him the glory He deserves. And so it's really all about you before it can be all about Him, even though it's always all about Him. It's amazing how God works in our lives. Our lives, my life, is about God, but the first step for me and the rest of my life is to turn to Him that He might work in my heart. So we often get characterized by our failings. Truth is, only God can change things in many situations. But even then, you can be a friend of God. If you don't know that feeling, it's hard to imagine it. To be a friend of God. But the truth is, if you turn to Him, if you call upon Him, if you live your life before Him, if you walk this path, you become His friend, and He is open to you calling Him that. His Word says so. And the truth is, unless you know that, you cannot live in true community. You will not ever be truly connected, even in this church or any other church. So ultimately, although it's all about me at first, it's always all about Him at work in our lives. Some of us just say, I can't get there. I just can't get it. And I understand. I remember well the time in my life where I was dying to give in to God. My heart knew I needed it. My mind just couldn't get there. I mentally just couldn't make that step. And God's Word is there for us, and this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. So if you want to know peace, if you want to live in peace, it begins with confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. And then as you do that, to live in community together, to love one another as He commanded us to do. He is the way to salvation. His path must be our path. And when we do that, we can live into this father relationship with God. Changes everything. when you can say, Abba, Father, and know that He loves you, to be His son and a friend. God makes a promise to us. Verse 24 says, those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with Him and He with them. And we know He lives in us because the Spirit He gave us lives in us. His Spirit will teach us how to live. His Spirit will teach us how to be in community. Even as we sin, we quickly rush to Him for forgiveness. We stay connected throughout and we grow day by day. That is the goal and the hope of our faith that's been given to us in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, as we come to You this day, as we consider the relationship that You make for us through Jesus Christ, we recognize that that relationship with You also connects us to one another.